Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Do it again, from the top.
This is bullshit. My fingers and eyes keep disagreeing. I hate this garbage.
The piece or you're playing?
Ouch!
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. You're gonna get it. Don't worry.
Says the person who's never even tried to pick up a musical instrument in her life.
Yeah, I prefer the harmonies of the heavens, thank you very much.
All right, calm down, Kepler.
Ooh, wow. Impressed. I did not know you remembered his Harmonics Monday.
Well, you know that college essay that you wrote about it? You know, I read that like 5, 6, 7, I lost count of how many times.
I resent that.
Hey, Mom and Dad wanted to know... Oh, hey, Ruth.
I am practicing Ace.
Sounds like you're talking. Got it. Message received.
Okay. Clearly, you are still not over the... All right, if you want to focus on the music, I won't distract you, but maybe, I don't know, you should try talking to him? I'll see you later, Perry.
Dear Aquaria, I... Palm trees don't smell like anything.
It smells too much like the beach.
Not enough like the sea.
Scratch that. It smells like tourists.
Weird tourists.
Right. So let's act like them.
Okay, I really, really, really want to get some, like, nice soft drinks. Soft...
Let's act like them.
Hello? Do I have to buy a ticket? Hello?
Denizens of the Deep, a Beneath the Pier Aquarium exploration of our deep sea neighbors. No wonder it's so dark. Whew, and cold. Starotuthis sirtensis is one of the few cephalopods to exhibit bioluminescence. I wonder where the little guy... Holy smokes! You are both terrifying and beautiful, Starotuthis sirtensis.
Hello? Is someone there? Hey, you! Do you work here? Oh, hello, weren't you just over... Excuse me? Hey, I'm trying to... talk to you. There's so many, Whoa!
Don't! Excuse me. I'm so sorry. Are you all right?
What?
Are you all right?
I was just looking for... Hang on. I just saw you.
How do you mean?
A second ago, there was a man with clipboards. You were walking, and I tried to follow them, but then he was... you were over there, and I... That's the same clipboard. Pier Aquarium sticker on the bottom left side. How did you... I'd say twins, but...
I'm not a twin. I'm just Luther.
Of course you are.
If this keeps happening every time someone stops by... hey! You! Go away! See? He went away.
He just vanished. You just vanished.
I'm not sure if that's really me, or maybe it is. I don't remember writing these notes down, but there they are, checking up on the Polyspina Piose. They were next on my list, but I hadn't gotten to them yet. Or maybe I have now. Anyway, apologies again for running into you. Right. So, I should be carrying on with my work. Enjoy the aquarium.
There was no one at the front.
Sorry?
There was no one at the front. I thought I needed to pay for a ticket, but there's no one at the front, and I don't see anyone but you in this gloom. Well, I can barely see you, actually.
We keep it dark for the fishes. Sorry.
You apologize a lot.
Sorry. Yes, I do. And to be frank, I don't know if we've ever had a ticket taker. I don't even know if these are our normal operating hours, as I have no idea what time it is. What I do know is that I should be getting back to work and check on the Idiocanthus Atlanticus.
It's daytime.
I'll take your word for it.
You should get outside more.
I used to go outside a lot.
What happened?
Well, I moved here. Got this job. And it seems I've already checked up on you, Kathy.
Huh. Well, I saw you over here earlier when you were all over the place.
Oh, I remember. No, I must have just done it earlier, and that's what happened. Ah, I used to lose track in here. Hmm?
What?
Oh, the Pendulus Borealis. It's one of our more boring tanks.
What about it?
The prawns. I don't see any. Don't do that! Don't you know it's bad for the animals?
Oh, sorry. I was just trying to see if those little red lights would move.
Lights? Oh, for Pete's sake, how do the Pachystomias migridons get in there? Dragonfish. They have that red bioluminescence to... hunt.
Guess we know where the prawns went.
I have to check on that tank now. Excuse me? Excuse me, miss! You shouldn't be tapping on tanks!
Whoa, wait. I think that's me.
Well, whether it's you or not, they shouldn't be tapping on the tanks.
Sorry. Again?
Yeah, well, it's not you that I'm worried about anymore.
I'm worried about me. Hmm. Pachystomias macrodons. Hmm. You know... The lighting for this tank doesn't make you look any less creepy. Hello? Luther? Oh, I think it's time to go. Where's the exit, Perry? Why weren't you paying attention? Oh, darn it. That's not me. That's not me. That's not me. Oh, shoot! Ow! Why'd you do that? Holy
gosh,
my
darn it!
What do you want from me?
I heard a yell.
She was right there, and I...
I think there's a first aid kit up at the front. Come on.
Unless there are frozen peas in there, I'm not sure what could help a black eye.
I think this was updated about 20 years ago, anyway.
Figures.
Well, you can sit here for a while if you like, till you're steady enough to go home.
Thanks.
So, I guess I should get back to work.
Do you mind just sitting here for a while? I mean, you're probably working already.
Okay.
Do you ever get caught off guard by a memory? Like, one day you're walking along and then your brain decides to shove it into your mental landscape and all of a sudden all thought of picking up groceries goes out of your head. Right. Sorry, that was a dumb question.
No, it's just like you read my mind, that's all.
Oh?
You just remind me of something that happened a long time ago.
What was it?
It's not really mine to talk about. It was something I saw.
Oh.
It happened before I moved here. Back in the forest that was near my hometown. It's a memory that doesn't belong to me. I only have it because I saw what happened, but I wasn't a part of what happened. It was an accident.
What, did you see someone get murdered or something?
No, nothing like that. I saw fireflies. I used to go hiking a lot at night because of the fireflies. I was more at home on the wharf, but those flying stars on Earth beneath the ones in the sky drew me into the trees from time to time.
My hometown had woods like that. I used to go with a friend in high school.
Then you know what it's like. The darkness swallows up humanity, amplifying every little crack and snap of twig. When I heard the music, I thought I was hallucinating. It started softly at first, a little wobbly. I came closer and it grew louder, turning into the score for someone's perfect evening. I didn't mean to see it. It wasn't my perfect evening to be a part of. That's what I mean by this memory not really belonging to me. I'm embarrassed to even talk about it.
What did you see?
I couldn't help myself. I was like a moth to the flame. I saw the campsite ahead and moved quietly. So quietly so as to not interrupt it. It felt like music, like that. The ability to play should have been long forgotten. Left to the era of wooden porches and pipes and oral histories that seemed to begin before there were stars in the sky.
Could you see who was playing it?
A little. She was young and playing for someone else. I could hear the blush creeping up her cheeks as she dragged the bow across the strings. She wasn't sure if she was doing it right, but the person she played for, they knew it was. They knew it fit and that it was perfect. I wanted to stay and listen. I didn't want the music to end, but it wasn't mine to listen to. And it's not really mine to remember or tell. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have.
No, it's fine. Really. I'm just surprised that a science person such as yourself has all of that in your head. You were so clipped earlier.
I think everyone does, just most people don't go looking for it. I certainly hadn't for quite some time until you mentioned memories. I'm usually pretty absorbed in the present.
Yeah, I'm usually down the rabbit hole of future possibilities.
Is that why you punched yourself?
What do you mean?
You were afraid of what would happen if you met yourself.
Oh, I don't know.
I think you do, but you don't want to talk about it.
Isn't science supposed to be about hard facts?
Nah, just quality observation and logical conclusions, all of which I've drawn here.
Right.
Well then, I should be getting back to work. There are a few things that need wrapping up, and I do need to check to make sure other specimens haven't been eaten.
Right, yeah. I'll be heading out then. It was nice to... Well, it wasn't actually all that nice, but you know what I mean. Luther?
Yeah?
I think that they'd be okay with sharing that memory. The two girls with the fireflies and the perfect evening.
How did you...
The Far Meridian, created and written by Eli Barraza, directed and produced by Misha Stanton, performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Noah Gildermaster as Ace, Danielle Shamaya as Ruth, and Al Jeffrey Moore as Luther. Violin composition by Juliana Parker. Music by The Album Leaf. For more information and transcripts, visit thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at The Far Meridian. You can also help support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmeridian. We're going to go on a small break. We'll be back on September 25th. In the meantime, may you always find your way.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.